Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our next segment, The Business of the Bakken, we talk with Dan Coleman, owner of Plan B Supply. The Business of the Bakken features are brought to you by Crude Life Photography. When you have a photo project that requires a crude approach, contact Crude Life Photography. Email sales@thecrudelife.com. That's sales@thecrudelife.com. Crude Life Photography. And now, back to our Business of the Bakken interviews. Today's guest, Dan Coleman, owner of Plan B Supply.
From apartment to apartment, state to state, and it doesn't really matter where I go. There's only one place I could call my home.
My name's Dan Coleman, and I'm the owner of Plan B Supply. We're based out of Ogden, Utah.
Plan B Supply. Now, talk to me a little bit about that, because first of all, explain what we're doing the interview in.
We're actually doing the interview in one of our top-notch trucks, one of my favorite trucks. It's the big Expando van is what we call this. I've used this with the Boy Scouts. We go camping with it all the time, but it is, in my opinion, one of the ultimate survival rigs.
It looks like an army vehicle, actually. It looks like a big, giant Humvee that's combined with like an RV.
It's actual military vehicle, and it was retired. We haven't actually done many modifications to the truck itself, other than clean it up a little bit and make it a little more polished. But it was used by the military. They use it as a command center to put all of their communications and sensitive electronic equipment in.
And how do you guys relate to the oil and gas industry? Is it oil companies buying this for field work, or I guess explain your market?
I'm actually very unfamiliar with the oil and gas industry. I have a few friends and family members that are very much into it, but I've just been approached by people in the industry that see the value in what they're doing, of having a truck that can go into rough terrain or carry heavy equipment through the mud and the slosh. I mean, they're telling me stories where they're building roads to get where they need to go to put, you know, all this equipment and infrastructure into place, and they're using these kind of trucks, and that's what they need. That's what they've been talking to me about, is where can we get more of these, and can you custom build these? I mean, one guy was like, I think I can put a derrick on the back of your big 8x8 tank hauler truck. And I'm like, great, I don't know what a derrick is, but whatever you want, sure, that's fine.
And we should point out too, there is a couple cots in here. I don't know if you guys are sleeping here for the conference or if this is a staged deal. Maybe elaborate on the cots inside of this very large army vehicle. It looks like it could host quite a few people.
Yeah, it actually will hold 16 Boy Scouts. That's been tested, and so I know that it will do that. But no, the cots were set up. I always bring cots with me just in case something happens. I mean, we are dealing with some pretty nice heavy-duty rigs, but we have, out of the 7 years I've been doing this, we have broken down probably 3 or 4 times in very really bad places that were, you know, no amenities anywhere close by. So we've had some adventures, but I always bring a cot and a few belongings with me just in case we're going to be stranded somewhere for a few hours or days.
Are you in the outdoor industry? Is that where you came from? I guess what industry are you in? It seems Plan B, it would be like almost like a survivalist or an outdoorsy type of an industry.
I'm a Mormon, and just if you know Mormons, like they are prep people. I mean, I was just raised that way, but I had a great interest in just the preparedness, survival side of stuff from an early age. And so I actually got my first truck. It wasn't one of these that we're in right now, but similar, like a cargo style truck, just because it fit all of the, you know, the bullet list that I had for what vehicle I needed to survive the different, you know, the scenarios that I had. Some guys would approach me and say, you need to get a bomb shelter and do all this stuff. And I'm more the type that I like to just be mobile. If something happens really bad in my area, I don't want to be stuck there with my bomb shelter. I want to be able to get in my truck that has the capability of taking everything I want anywhere I go. So I live in Utah, and we have the Wasatch Front. And it's way overdue for a major earthquake. And if that earthquake happens, I'm going to be driving off the freeway where everybody else is gridlocked. I'm going to drive over the fence and the little barriers that they divide the freeways, and I'm going to drive through the drainage canal, and I'm going to get wherever I need to go. And no one else can really follow me because their vehicles aren't that capable. So I, that's where I come from, more of a survival. Some people call me a prepper, but just I will go into a bad area and help whoever needs help. I will take supplies in. I mean, that's what I'm basically preparing for, is either get out of a bad area or go into a bad area and bring in the needed supplies, because nothing else can get in if that situation arises.
To me, you have a very unique product, a very unique industry. It would seem to me like this wouldn't be your first interview. As have you been picked up by, like, say, I don't know, Dual Survival or Bear Grylls or anything like that? Any mentions, any survivalist magazines or anything?
We did do an interview with a couple of different survival magazines. We have done a couple interviews and preps for some reality shows. I'm very particular about who I want to work with. I don't want to sell my soul to just to make some ratings for someone else. My biggest, I didn't know this at the time, but my biggest reward in selling trucks is not necessarily the truck. I mean, everybody we meet is saying, why are you selling the truck so cheap? It's not necessarily for the money. I need to make money while we're doing this, but we are meeting some incredible people. I am not a Bear Grylls. Like, you leave me out somewhere by myself for a week, when you come back to get me, just bring a casket, because I will be dead. I am not that kind of a person. I like to surround myself with other capable people that have different talents. So yeah, I can build something. So if we're stranded somewhere, I can build you a shelter out of crazy amounts of stuff. But if I lacerate my arm, I'm gonna bleed out and be gone in 20 minutes. I don't know how to sew anybody up. I need someone with medical skills to be in my group. I need someone who knows how to cook. I don't know how to cook. Okay, I don't want to eat grasshoppers like Bear Grylls. I want someone to cook me something decent, and I need someone to be able to go out and find food too. So that's why I am not a survival unless I have other people around me. And so my big thing with...
To listen to the entire interview with Dan Coleman, owner of Plan B Supply, or other Business of the Bakken interviews, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. I'd like to remind you that interview is brought to you by The Crude Life Photography. When you need photographs with a crude approach, contact Crude Life Photography. Email them sales@thecrudelife.com. That's sales@thecrudelife.com. Crude Life Photography. And that concludes today's episode of Building the Bakken. For past shows, interviews, to sign up for our newsletter, or to see our vast media network, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken can be heard every week at this time on this radio station. For past episodes, you can visit our website or subscribe to iTunes. And one last note from our media department. One of our feature stories on how the Bakken sparked an industrial revolution has now been published in The Oil Man, a high-end publication out of Norman, Oklahoma. All that information is linked up at our website at buildingthebakken.com. But first, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank our sponsors on Building the Bakken. Building the Bakken is an educational and informational program that could not be heard without the support of MBI Energy Services, Montana Rigmat, and The Crude Life. MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Montana Rigmat, Montana's original rigmat company. Better prices, better mats. For more information on Montana's original rigmat company, visit their website at mtrigmat.com. And The Crude Life. If you have a project that requires a crude approach, contact The Crude Life, www.thecrudelife.com. From the staff at Building the Bakken, we're asking you to make it a safe and sensational day. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you for listening to Building the Bakken.
Now there are days when I feel lost and separated. And every step I take falls on foreign ground. And I feel like going back to North Dakota. Take a job and find a wife and finally settle down.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energyservices.com.